You're listening to Around the Dirt Oval, a new podcast featuring dirt track promoters, dirt track owners, and series directors, as well as many, many more. And now, let's get into today's discussion. Welcome back in to Around the Dirt Oval. This is Jared Rector, the host. We're excited for another fun episode. We're going to recap what happened this past weekend. Of course, Eldora dominated the headlines because of the double dream. But there was some other stuff going on across the country. So we'll get into that. We'll talk about what's coming up this weekend. And as part of our discussion for today, we're going to talk about something that happened at Eldora in terms of the tech after the 26th dream, which was the second one, because there was a longer tech than usual, and it was because of a certain part on, it's suspected at least someone has it on their car, so that's why people were, or I guess that's why they were teching it for an extended period of time. So we'll go ahead and get into it today. Let's talk about last weekend. We'll start with what kind of went on out around the country other than the dream. On Friday night, Crate Racing USA had a 10,000 to win event at Cherokee Speedway in Gaffney, South Carolina. But it was a common theme because that was rained out, as well as a lot of races throughout the Southeast. Some big rainstorms rolled in through the middle of the week and into the weekend. You know, tracks don't have enough time, and it's just hard once it gets so much moisture into the dirt to really fix it into a good racing surface. Limited late models had a 5,000 to win event at Waycross Speedway in Waycross, Georgia. Johnny Collins went to victory lane in that event. On Saturday, Southern All-Stars had a 7,500 event at ECM Speedway in Alabama. Of course, that one was also rained out. The Steel Block Bandits Dirt Late Model Challenge was at Halifax County Motor Speedway in North Carolina. Michael Rouse won the $5,000 event. And it's pretty interesting to see how, like, you know, big race in South Carolina got rained out. North Carolina race was able to go on. Alabama race rained out. Georgia race went on. Kind of weird, but that's the way it is with some spotty thunderstorms. Ward Outlaw Sprint Car Series was in Iowa this past weekend at Knoxville Raceway. A lot of sprint cars headed up to get a little tune-up for Knoxville Nationals. It was the Brownells Big Guns Bash. Two races, Carson Macedo swept them both. Logan Shuhart and Kerry Madsen were second and third, respectively, on Friday night, and Kerry Madsen and Sheldon Hodenschild were second and third, respectively, on Saturday night. One thing to note about that series right now, it's their points leader. It's Brad Sweet. He picked up a 6th and 16th place finishes this past weekend, and I think there was a tweet sent out by Ward Outlaw Sprint Car Series Twitter account talking about, like, his past 7 or 8 performances have not really been that great, but he still leads David Gravel in the points by like 48 points. It's crazy. He's built himself a really big lead, and he's still doing well, and hopefully, you know, he'll pick it back up to the pace he had been pretty soon. The All-Star Sprints had a huge week, or still having it, I guess, as of right now, which is Wednesday, June 16th. As I'm recording, so far, they have had 4 of their 8 races of the Ohio Speed Week. Night one was at Attica Raceway Park, 6,000 to win. Ian Madsen won that. Night two is at Fremont Speedway. Cole Duncan won that. Also 6,000 win. Sunday night, I believe. No. Sorry. Yes. So Cole Duncan won on Saturday night. Monday night, Kyle Larson decided to show up at Wayne County Speedway in Orville, Ohio. 6,000 win. And, well, he took the checkered flag first. No shockers there. But there was some the next night because Kyle Larson was defeated by Danny Dietrich at Sharon Speedway, Hartford, Ohio. 6,000 win, of course, for night four of Ohio Sprint Speed Week. I don't think Kyle Larson even finished in the top three. I didn't get to see it, so I'm not sure what happened to him in that. Ward Outlaws, late models, Lucas Oil late models, of course, both off this past weekend for the Dream. However, last night, Tuesday, June 15th, Summer Late Model Nationals got kicked off at Brownstown Speedway in Indiana, and Bobby Pierce got the win, and he'll be a part of our discussion today because we're going to get into the Dream right now. The Eldora Dream, of course, was the 26th Dream and the 27th Dream there was prelim nights last Wednesday, 27th Dream feature on Thursday, prelim nights again Friday night, and then 26th Dream on Saturday. Well, the whole event was just dominated by Cody Overton. Brandon Overton. I don't know who Cody is, but not the right guy. I don't know why I just said that. Anyways, Brandon Overton dominated the event. If you don't know, he won both prelim night features and he won both dreams. He went home with a lot of cash, basically. Got the exact total. Both prelim nights were 10,000 wins. And then he won the 127,000 and then the 126,000, which is 273,000 totals what he took home. And of course, you get at the Dream, you get money for heat races too. And there's some bonuses, I believe, tied into that. So he took home quite a bit of money with that number 76 Wells Motorsports car. We also got to mention Jonathan Davenport picked up a prelim night win, and Greg Satterley did also. I believe Jonathan Davenport had the one for Wednesday night, and Greg Satterley had Friday night's prelim win. I should say Jonathan Davenport kind of disappointing in the two big features. Kind of expected him to run a little better than he did. But, you know, he's not the only one who disappointed. I think a lot of fans were counting on Kyle Larson to be a big threat for everybody, expecting him to be out in front or whatever. Not really. Kyle Larson really struggling to get in the top five for the two dreams. The only thing he did do this past weekend was he beat Brandon Overton in a heat race. And that was the only race Brandon Overton lost all weekend. He won basically all his heat races. And he, of course, won all the features that he was in. So pretty dominant weekend for him. Running really well. Maybe he can carry that into the summer. But there were bigger news that came from Eldora. Not really in a lot of headlines, not in a lot of tweets, but it's something to take note of going forward. There was a lengthy post-race tech after the 26th stream, which is, of course, Saturday night, which ended the week of racing there. And it was for the top three finishers, of course, but they were looking for traction control devices. According to people within the sport, reporters, and you know, people and teams, there were some cars at the Dream. What they would do, they would roll out onto the track and they would stop. And what that does is it allows their the GPS mapping traction control device to kick in and basically assist the car. It's a device I'm not really aware of in terms of how it works yet, but I've heard it's pretty illegal. What they've done is they put it in a brake line. They run some fake brake lines throughout the car, and that is what they were teching for this past weekend at Eldora. They went through every single brake line in that car and made sure they were proper brake lines and checked them back to the engine area. So pretty interesting to see. And it was reported that Bobby Pierce was someone who would roll out on the track and stop. But, you know, it's unconfirmed that, you know, he was had that device in his car. And the Eldora tech man was going to ensure that no one in the top three had a device like that on their car. So it's pretty interesting. And, you know, as racers develop over time, their parts develop, cars develop, stuff like that comes and goes. You know, you're going to see different devices used in the cars and different little cheats and secrets. And so it may be a little thing we're seeing in these next few years that some will have, some won't. So interesting to see. I did see, though, that I was reading the wrong thing right here. So if you want to know a little bit about that device, you can really just search it on Google. It's like a racing GPS traction control, braking control, something like that. And you can find out more about it. Racingtronics, I believe, manufactures a few of those devices. But the one that is in question right now, I believe how it's set up and what it's supposed to do, a driver can just drive up into a corner and, you know, put the pedal to the floor, throttling it, and with the wheel spin, you know, when you put too much power into it and you don't have a lot of grip or whatever, you know, you may spin out or whatever. But the traction control device is, from what I have been told, is meant to limit wheel spin and help the car into the corners or something like that. I may not have a great understanding of it, but it allows the driver to have better control of the car in corners, which, of course, will allow the car to go faster than other cars in the corners. So that is why it's a legal device. And so that's why they've been looking after it and why Bobby Pierce was in question. They were teching him for that. So I guess it would be interesting to see how that works out the rest of summer, if any other places tech them that hard, or if they find a way to, tech them better or try to find these devices, because I haven't really heard of anybody being found with them quite yet. So it'll be interesting to see. We'll just go ahead and jump into what is coming up this week, and it's a big one. There is a lot of series racing and a lot of big events coming up. So we'll jump into it, and let's go with the World Outlaw Sprint Car Series. They have about a span of a week, they got five big races. On Thursday night, they head to 34 Raceway in West Burlington, Iowa. I believe Lucas Oil was out there a few weeks ago. Friday night, they head to Dubuque Fairground Speedway in Dubuque, Iowa. Saturday, Beaver Dam Raceway in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. And then Monday and Tuesday, they head to Huset Speedway in Brandon, South Dakota. And I know all those events are at a minimum of $10,000 a win. Wednesday, the All-Star Sprints, or, well, that's tonight. It's actually in about a few hours. They're going to be racing at Waynesfield Raceway Park. I know Kyle Larson will be there for night 5 of Ohio Sprint Speed Week. This is the Rick Ferkel Classic 6000 to win. And I believe, yeah, this is Kyle Larson's last night with him. I think he's going to take a few nights off racing because he's been racing basically 8 days straight, I believe, something like that. Pretty crazy from him because he's been in late models, Cup Series car, and now sprint cars. Thursday, which is tomorrow, would be night 6000 to win at Muskingum County Speedway, Dresden, Ohio. Friday, Lima Land Motorsports Park, Lima, Ohio. 6000 win, night 7. And then on Saturday, assuming there's no more rainouts, or not no more because there hasn't been any so far, I don't believe, they'll be at Portsmouth Raceway Park in Portsmouth, Ohio. Night 8, final night, Dean Knittle Memorial, 17,554 to win. We'll see who the winner of Ohio Sprint Speed Week is that night, hopefully. World of Outlaws late models are back in action this week, and they head to the Northeast Thursday, Friday, Saturday. On Thursday, they head to State Line Speedway in Busty, New York. Friday, Thunder Mountain Speedway, Pennsylvania, Knoxville, Pennsylvania. And Saturday, keep it in Pennsylvania. At Selins Grove Speedway in Selins Grove, Pennsylvania. Lucas Oil Dirt Late Model Series also in action, but they're heading down south Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They'll be at Magnolia Motor Speedway in Columbus, Mississippi, Thursday, Friday, 5,000 win features, and then Saturday, of course, Clash at the Mag, 15,000 to win. And if I'm not mistaken, that is a part of Lucas Oil's Crown Jewel series or challenge, something like that. They're doing something with some big races throughout the week or throughout the summer. And I think maybe more of their season as a whole. Certain races are picked and put into this Crown Jewel thing. And I have made a change for the time being as. Not a lot of fans were, or not a lot of people who listen to this are fans of Modified, so we're going to drop them from the Big Five. I'm adding in the Summer Late Model Nationals, aka the Hell Tour. They were in action, of course, last night with Bobby Pierce winning. They continue their big week tonight at Peoria Speedway in Peoria, Illinois. Then they had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They got races. Thursday, it's at Kankakee County Speedway in Kankakee, Illinois. Friday, Tri-City Speedway, Granite City, Illinois. Saturday, Fairbury Speedway, Fairbury, Illinois. And then Sunday, La Crosse State Lines go over to Plymouth Speedway in Plymouth, Indiana. That is a series you're going to want to keep up with. A lot of races, not a lot of time. So Bobby Pierce has won three titles in the Summer Late Model Nationals. And I think he got his 28th win in that series last night. So, of course, he'll be someone to keep your eye out for. On Friday, the ALMS will be at Winston Speedway in Rothbury, Michigan. They're going to pay $5,000 win. I believe Friday there's a ton of smaller series having $5,000 win events. So dirtondirt.com, just go to their schedule and you can kind of see who's racing where. because there's a good chance there's a big race in your region. Saturday, limited late models at Cedar Lake in New Richmond, Wisconsin, 10,000 to win. Also in action, USMDS Modified, 10,000 to win for the Masters. A lot of big modified drivers are headed up. Probably some big late model drivers headed there too. Should be a good event there. I think it's going to pay $5,000 to win on Thursday and Friday as well. So we'll have to keep check of that. Saturday also, the Southern All-Stars are at Sonoya Raceway in Sonoya, Georgia, 5,054 to win. Sonoya on the rise. Great marketing from them this year. Just a pretty awesome to see the Pollard family take back ownership and just see all the improvements that they're doing, and they're going to continue to do a lot of big events. They got a big money race coming up later this year, so that would be something to watch out for. Also in action, All-Star Crate Series, or the All-American or American All-Star Crate Series. They're at Beckley Motorsports Park in Princeton, West Virginia. 10,000 win event from them. And so that will wrap it up with the schedule recap, what's going on the week. So make sure to follow us on all our social media pages. Go to aroundthedirtofo.com to get connected with those. Follow us on any of our big or the big major streaming platforms, Spotify, podcast on Apple, anything. All that information is listed on our website at aroundthedirtofo.com. I think going forward, I got a plan for interviewing some tracks. July, I'm trying to set up some interviews throughout that month because I got some stuff coming up where I'm not going to be available on Saturdays to go interview people. So hopefully I'm trying to get about four tracks to interview with throughout July, maybe five if I can get worked out. So that is something to keep it on the lookout. Just follow us on our social media pages. Hopefully I'll get the posting on there a little bit more. Haven't had the time lately to do any of that. So, hey, right, thanks for your support, and we'll see y'all next time. Thank you for listening to today's podcast of Around the Dirt Oval. Make sure to come back next week for a new episode. And make sure to stay up to date with all news from Around the Dirt Oval by following us on all of our social media feeds. For more information, go to aroundthedirtoval.com. We'll see you next time.